Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this opportunity and privilege I have to be back with you again. I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul and giving me eternal life. And I tell you, doing something for me that nobody else could do. I couldn't change my course. I couldn't change my ways. I was born a sinner. I was born ungodly. And I was born in this world to die. I tell you, the sentence of death, as soon as I was born, there was a sentence of death in my body. I tell you, when man fell to sin, therefore I needed a Savior. And I'm so thankful that we had those that prayed for me, God's saints that prayed for me and got me in the presence of the Lord. And I'm so thankful that the Lord heard their cry, He heard their prayer, and He saved my soul at a young age. When I was 8 years old, the Lord got a hold of my heart, dealt with me. I realized I was a sinner. I realized I was on my way to hell. I realized I couldn't help myself. I tell you, I didn't know what to do, which way to turn. But thank God, by the preaching of the Word of God, the Lord gave me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I was able to call on the name of Jesus. And I tell you, He heard my feeble cry. I mean, He delivered me out of my sin troubles. I mean, He pulled me up out of that old horrible pit. I tell you, He brought me out. I tell you, and made me a new creature in Christ Jesus, my Lord. I tell you, I changed that day. The very instant I got saved, when I poured out my whole heart, my broken heart, my contrite spirit, I changed that day. I didn't think the same. I tell you, my desires changed. And I wanted to please the Lord when I got saved, I tell you. And I wanted to read the Bible. I wanted to sing about Him. I wanted to go to church, and I wanted to help people. God put a love in my heart for people. And I tell you, when you get saved, He gives you a new heart. I tell you, He'll give you a heart to love your enemies. I tell you, He'll cause you to pray for those that have done you wrong and have been your enemies. I tell you, you'll be able to pray for them. And I tell you, the Lord will help you no matter what it is. He'll take care of everything. The Bible said when a man's ways please the Lord, He'll make even his enemies at peace with him. And I'm thankful to know that if we just stand on the Word of God and we obey it, I tell you, if we please the Lord, I tell you, we'll be able to go and to run and to be profitable in winning souls, you see, because the Lord will see that we do. And I tell you, today the Lord is a blessing to me, and He's a blessing to all of us. And I'm thankful that He saved me. And I'm looking for Him to save many, many souls. And some of you that's listening to me today, I'm looking for the Lord to save you. Some of you have been tuning in, and I want to thank you for that. And I'm looking for the Lord to save you. I tell you, He's waiting on you to just really want Him above life itself. And He wants you to come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit and cry out to Him. And I promise you, He will change you. He'll make you brand new on the inside, and you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. And I tell you, He'll give you the Holy Spirit that will comfort you, that will lead you and give you that great peace. And I tell you, it's nothing like the peace. And when God gives you this peace, it's nothing, I tell you, nothing to be compared with it. And I tell you, the peace of the world can't be compared to it. And I tell you, it's good. And I tell you, it's wonderful to be saved. And the Bible tells us that when a man's ways please the Lord, that even his enemies will be at peace with him. And the Bible tells us, how do we please the Lord? We please Him by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. And I know if we just be fervent in our prayers, we be consistent in our prayers, I know the Lord will hear our prayer if it's according to His will. If we bring our petitions before Him and we put it down at His precious feet, and I tell you, if it's according to His will, He will answer those prayers. He'll do what He said He'll do. He just wants us to come by faith, and I tell you, come in believing, knowing that we can pray and that God will hear us, you see. If we're going to get a blessing, we got to believe that God's able to do it. And I tell you, if we'll do that by faith, He will. And I tell you, He'll do it right on time. He'll do it His own way. I tell you, our ways are not His ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. I'm talking about the ways of our flesh. And I tell you, but the Lord is high above the earth. He's high above us. I tell you, we can't instruct God. We can't tell God what He needs to do. I tell you, because we're ungodly. I tell you, we can't match with that. We don't know His mind. But one thing we can do, we can have fellowship with Him. And I tell you, when we have fellowship, He can make things known unto us. And I tell you, then we can be able to follow Him and we can know what His will is for our life. You see, we got to know, we that are saved, we got to know what God's will is for our life. And He wants us to know it. And if we don't know it, it's our fault, you see. But God wants us to seek Him with all of our heart and put Him first, seek Him first and foremost above everything else, and He will guide and direct our path. See, the Holy Spirit is our guide. He's our convictor. And I tell you, we're to come unto God and ask Him to lead and guide us and direct us, and He will show us through the Holy Spirit, will show us how we and what we need to do and what His will is for our life. I tell you, we may not all have the calling to preach the gospel. We may not all be a preacher. We may not all be a teacher. We may not all be a singer. I tell you, but we all have something that God wants us to do. When God saved us, He saved us for service, and He saved us to be a faithful servant and to win souls, to witness, to testify, and to let those know what God has done for us, what Christ has done in us. And I tell you, when we do, I tell you, it'll be effective. You see, the Holy Spirit will use your testimony, and it will burn in you, and it'll come out of your lips, and those that are listening unto you will feel the Spirit of the living God. You see, that's what's going to touch the heart. It's not what you say in words only. It's going to be what's behind it. It's what's impressing you. It's what's coming out of you. And that's the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, the Holy Spirit will speak unto precious souls, and they will be able to hear and to get saved. You see, no one's getting saved without the Holy Spirit. No one's getting saved by just reading a tract only. I tell you, it's going to take the Lord. It's going to take what God has used by someone that He is using by the Spirit of God to speak unto you, you see, that may give you eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to understand. And I tell you that then it can come back to you. And I tell you, the Lord will speak to you. It's by His Spirit. And I tell you, I can remember when I heard for the first time, I heard about church and I heard about a man called Jesus. I didn't know Him personally, but I heard about Him, and I heard if I would believe on Him and with all my heart that I would get saved. And I went to church and I heard the man of God preach, and he preached in his house, and I was a young little boy, young little fella, and I tell you, I didn't know much, and I still don't know that much now, but I tell you, He spoke to me. He dealt with me. He gave me understanding, and I tell you, I felt that Holy Spirit coming out of that man. I tell you, he was preaching, my pastor, he was preaching the Word of God. And I tell you, it fell on the good ground of my heart. You see, the Word of God, the hammer, broke up that hardened heart of mine. It broke it up in pieces. It made it very soft. And I tell you, when I heard the gospel, I believed it. And that Word was able to take root. It was sown in my heart. And it was able to take root. And when it did, I tell you, it come up. I tell you, a new creature. I came a new, brand new man. And I tell you, I've been a brand new person ever since I got saved. And I tell you, friend, I'm here to tell you that it's nothing like being saved. I'm here to tell you, you're wasting your life if you're not saved. You're wasting your life if you've never had that experience that I'm talking about today. It's a born again experience. It's where you give up yourself and call on Him. I tell you, then you'll get born again. You'll be born a second time, which means you've been born from the Spirit from above. The first birth got you into the world. The second birth will take you out of this world into the presence of the Lord, into heaven itself. And I tell you, if you're any man be in Christ, He is a new creature. You have this born-again experience. You prayed. Your heart was broke. And you cried out to God. It was the sinner's prayer coming from the depth of your soul. God, have mercy on me, a sinner, and forgive me of every sin I've committed. And I'll tell you, if you really want that and you really mean that, I promise you, He'll take that spiritual knife and He'll cut out that old heart of stone and He'll put a heart of flesh in you and He'll make you a new creature, you see, and He'll give you something to live for. He'll give you a purpose and meaning in life. It don't make no difference. And you may be bound up with drugs. You may be bound up with alcohol. You may be bound up with sex. You may be bound up with demons. And demons are strong. And I tell you, demons will possess you. And the demons will torment you. And I tell you, but the Lord, if you'll cry out to Him and ask Him to have mercy upon you and rebuke the devil and to save your soul from hell and just don't let up till you know that you've been saved, until He's delivered you from those drugs and alcohol and those demons that's got a hold of you. Don't let up. Get by yourself somewhere and pray and ask Him to have mercy upon you. And my friend, He will. And you won't go around saying, I think I'm saved. I hope I'm saved. But you'll say, I know I'm saved, because when He does that that mighty work inside of you, I tell you, you'll be a new creature and you'll know that heaviness and that grief and the burden of sin will be gone. And I tell you, your heart will be light and the Holy Spirit will take His abode in your heart and you'll never be alone. You'll never be by yourself. You'll have a friend always. Each and every day, I mean, in the morning, in the evening, and through the night time, in the night season, the day season, He is there, my friend, today. And I tell you, He's calling your name. He's calling you to repentance, and don't push Him off. I tell you, come to you to Him while you can. I tell you, the Bible tells us, just like this old blind man, blind Bartimaeus, sitting by the wayside begging, he had a need. He was blind. And the Bible said here that he called on the Lord. And the Bible said that some told him to hold his peace, but he cried out the more so, I believe it was. And the Bible said Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth for thee. And I tell you, the Lord's calling you today. And be of good comfort. I tell you, He's able. He's able to save. He's able to deliver. And He's calling you. I tell you, God's not limited. God is the God of all the earth. He has all power in heaven and earth. And I tell you, be of good comfort. Come unto Him. And he casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. When you get saved, my friend, immediately you will receive your sight. You will receive gladness. You will receive peace. You will receive joy. You will receive the Holy Spirit of God. You don't get that later. You get it right when He saves you. Immediately you'll receive your sight and you'll have this great desire to follow Him and follow Him to wherever He goes. Where He leads, I will follow. Where He leads, I will go. Like the good old song says, where He leads, I'll go. He's our shepherd. We're the sheep. And I tell you, He leads us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. And we walk through the valley of shadow of death. We'll fear no evil because He is with us. And the Bible said, the word, thy rod, and thy staff do comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You see, my friend, today, when your ways please the Lord, even your enemies may be at peace with you. I tell you, you get saved. God will give you a new heart. And I tell you, you'll be able to go and make things right with people. You might become an enemy to people, but you'll be able to go and make it right. And I tell you, God will bless you. And I tell you, get by yourself somewhere, my friend, today. My time's so quickly come and gone. But God will save you right now if you want Him. Get by yourself and call on Him. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm lost. I'm hell-bound, Lord. I'm sick of sin. I'm tired of living this way. Please save my soul. Be willing to give it all up, and He'll save you. God bless you, my friend. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.